Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend to introduce you to, ladies and gentlemen. Diana Furchtgott-Roth is with us. She's an adjunct fellow with the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor to RealClearPolitics.com. She's a columnist for The Examiner. She's with the Hudson Institute. I mean, this is a busy lady, but she's also has served a number of presidential administrations. President Bush, 41, as well as my hero and yours, probably Ronald Reagan. She served in his administration as well. And she writes a lot on public policy issues, and she's here to talk to us about something that I'm concerned about, and I think you probably are too. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you. Such an honor to be on your show.
Thank you. It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, she's written a number of books, too. I'll start to stick those in a little bit later on. Diana, one of the things that I've been talking about for a long time now, about 2 years, is some of the subtle issues that a lot of people miss that are creating an environment where it's not attractive, it's not conducive, it's not compelling for business owners to create jobs. Will you talk to us about that?
The problem is that there are increasing numbers of regulations, and the Labor Department is about to put another set of regulations on federal contractors. Now, some regulations just can't be put on. You can't put new regulations on employers as a whole because that takes congressional legislation in general. But you can take federal contractors and say, we are going to require you to do A, B, C, and D.
Right.
So that is a way of starting to regulate the workplace.
This is what I mean about subtlety that doesn't catch the attention of the media and isn't on everyone's radar screen, and yet it does have a compressing effect on job creation.
It certainly does, because according to some calculations, federal contractors employ 20% of America's workforce. Because if there's a large firm and it has many different sub-firms, what they call establishments in trade, if there's one of these establishments, one part of the firm that does work for the federal government, then these regulations apply to everyone in the firm.
Mm-hmm.
So the latest ones are affirmative action for veterans. We already have affirmative action for veterans in federal contracting. But what they are doing is ratcheting up this hire and requiring, for example, papers, manuals to be printed in Braille, materials for all workers.
Hmm.
They're requiring companies to go to special employment agencies to look for veterans. They're requiring them to keep track of number of veterans who apply compared with number of other applicants for a 5-year period. They're requiring federal contractors to take one day out of every year where no one works, and the managers present information about affirmative action for veterans to the workforce.
Wow.
And all this when veterans as a whole have a lower unemployment rate than in the overall economy. The unemployment rate for veterans is 8.4%. For the overall economy, it's 9.1%. So veterans are doing even better.
Well, and no one is going to complain about helping veterans, but as you say, veterans already have regulations in place to help them, to protect them, and here's another thing that's ironic. Here's something that is ironic, Diana, and that is that many contractors are veteran-owned contractors, and so the small business owners of some of these contracting businesses are going to be hurt by these regulations. So there's an irony there, isn't there?
There is, and that's what the American Legion has pointed out on its comments on the regulation. Because as with all these things, the Labor Department puts out a regulation, there's public comment, then they put out the final rule. And in its comments, the American Legion said this is going to hurt veteran-owned small businesses.
Well,
and paperwork tends to hurt small businesses more than large businesses because they just throw up their hands and say they cannot cope.
Well, so many, as my audience knows, Diana, when new paperwork comes out for most small businesses, this is a new job. This is another requirement that the owner has to either do or make sure somebody gets done, and their people are already overtaxed in their work. Or they've got to hire a contractor, which means their costs go up, and in the current environment, they can't pass those costs along to their customers. And so now that means their profits are going down. This is and this whole attitude, folks. All of this that Diana is explaining to us, and that you've heard me talk about before, this has a chilling effect. This has a compressing effect. This has a demotivating effect on the job creators of America, and that's small business owners.
So when I worked in the Labor Department, I was chief economist. We spent a lot of time on compliance efforts for employers. How do we make it easier for them to follow these regulations? We had electronic centers where they could write in. We had call centers where they could call in. So we tried to make it as helpful as possible. But the new administration is unfortunate, and they probably don't intend this. They're making these regulations far more burdensome to comply with.
Well,
there's another set which has affirmative action for women on on-site construction sites. So you have to have a certain number of women on your construction site actually involved. Women have many, many.
You're talking about gender quota?
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's another proposed Labor Department regulation.
This is a proposed regulation.
Yes, exactly, yes. You can see it at www.reginfo.gov.
Okay.
And this has all the regulations, proposed regulations, listed by agency.
So what if not enough women to meet this regulation show up for the job? Do I have to go find somebody?
Well, you're in trouble, and you can be sued for discrimination, even though you haven't turned anyone away. Even though no one's applied, no, there are many instances where you can be in trouble for not hiring, say, a woman or an African American or a Hispanic, even if not one has applied, because they just use a quota system. There is this written directly into the Dodd-Frank legislation,
right,
where financial service firms and their subcontractors have to have fair inclusion of women and minorities.
Diana, hold on to that thought, folks. Diana Furscott-Roth is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You can find this article that she's referring to on Real Clear Politics. It was published August 18th. And she and I are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about some more things that are putting a chilling effect on job creation in America. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.